Hi, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. Am I crazy, or are more people backing into parking spaces these days? I don't think I'm imagining this trend. Through the years, of course, there's always been those folks taking the unconventional route of reversing course into a parking spot, but the practice has become much more noticeable in the last year or so, for me anyway. And as I looked into this subject matter, I discovered that this debate has been raging for years, to back in or not back in. I confess, my intel on this matter has been lacking, as I was unaware of the depths of passion this topic can elicit. With very little effort, I was able to find ferocious debates between the back-in pull-out practitioners and the pull-in back-out faithful. You can seat me in the pull-in side of the aisle. Honestly, it never even occurred to me to back into a parking space for much of my driving life until I began to witness the maneuver. I consider myself an open-minded person, so I am trying to wrap my head around the concept. As I have discerned through my preparation for this segment, there are several automotive agencies and public safety institutions that endorse the back-end variation. It is not universally celebrated, however, as the tactic is illegal in some places. You'll find the method more accepted in European countries and in other pockets like Taiwan, where almost 50% of the driving population back their way in. The back-end crowd will tell you that their way is safest, especially since reversing out of a space in a crowded parking lot is a dicey affair with sight lines often blocked by large vehicles on either side. These folks contend backing into a space is best because of the ability to see the receptacle you are occupying as you back in, then, eventually, exiting by driving forward has better visibility than backing out. For me, this is the strongest item in the pro column. To be sure, with the seemingly ever-increasing contingent of motorists fancying themselves in the Walmart parking lot 500, I can sense the logic here. Purveyors of the pull-in back-out technique are adamant that backing in takes more time and holds up the flow of traffic. This is probably the most salient point from that perspective. Each individual I have personally witnessed reverse parking never got it on the first attempt. And the sheer fact that the desired parking spot must be passed to accomplish the feat properly means it's going to take longer than pulling in. As it stands, the ratio of those backing in to pulling in isn't really disruptive. Pondering what a grocery store parking lot on a Saturday would look like if everyone employed the backup style, however, sends a shudder down my spine. When all is said and done, I suspect I will continue to be a pull-inner, but I don't begrudge the back-inners their eccentricity, if you will. Risking the Captain Obvious label, the fact of the matter is, if everyone would simply take things at a safe speed in parking lots and remain alert, either method should get the job done. And I think everyone would back me up on that one. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.